Today's Shir of Ishav Riyami is being learned live from the Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret. And we are up to Siman Shin Ayin Vav, and it's Lag BaOmer. We have a big crowd here, Lag BaOmer. Here we go. Before we start, just a little bit of an intro. We're dealing here with two chatzeros, two courtyards, and there's a well or pit in between the two chatzeros. And this pit or well is dug out underneath the wall between the chatzeros. And the Ber Halacha, okay, in Dira Masril, he points out that we're talking about even if the water in this well is less than 10 tefachim deep. And he brings down from the Tosefta Shabbos that these halachos apply regardless, that's what he's basically saying, of the depth of the actual water in this well slash pit. So now we will see inside the Shulchan Aruch, you have this bor that is between these two chatzeros, again, under the wall between the chatzeros, and there's no Pesach entryway or chalon that the two chatzeros can go ahead and join in an Erev. Or even if there was a way to do an Erev, we're talking about where there was no joint Erev done, either because they can't do a joint Erev or because they chose not to do a joint Erev. So there's no joint Erev. And you have, under the chatzer, you have this bor. That's what the Mishnah brought up. Hotzalomar, Sikatan Aleph, She Bakotel HaMavsik Beina Chatzeros. This means that by the kotel that is separating the chateros, what you have here is ha'omei lagabe bor ein pesach v'chalom. That kotel that is separating the two chateros is on top of the well, the top of the pit. There is no pesach or chalom, so that they can't go ahead, as we said, and have a joint eruv. So we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein memalim mimenu b'shabbos. Both sides, both chateros cannot go ahead and fill up their pails from the well on Shabbos. Ella imkein asu mechitza asara lamala min amayim. Unless they go ahead and put up an independent mechitza above the water. Meaning, the mechitza, the regular mechitza between the chatzeros, which had nothing to do with separating the well, that mechitza will not suffice no matter how big that mechitza is. It has no relevance to separating the bor below the mechitza of the chatzer. Here we're talking about a separate mechitza asara above the well that is separating the water in the well. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Ein memalin. You can't go ahead and fill up your pail from this well, from this pit. Meaning, sharei kol echad memalei mishus chaver. The reason why you can't do this is because since the water is all mixed together and it's under the wall of the two chatzeros, each person would be, in effect, taking water from the chatzer of his neighbor, because it's all mixed together, and there is no joint erev, so therefore it is asa. Elim kein asu mechitzas asara, unless they put a mechitzas asara to separate, even though obviously the water is all mixed up, some type of mechitza will give that halachic separation in the water itself. Kedei lahafsik bein ha-rishuyos, to be mafsik between the two rishuyos in the water itself. The kol echad doler rishuyos, and therefore each one would be able to go ahead and scoop out water from his own rishuyos. And this mechitza of the kotel that is on top of the well slash pit, ain moel is a klal. In other words, the actual wall between the two chatzeros that is on top of this bor, as a mechitza between the chatzeros, that will not help here. Number one is this mechitza has to be done specifically to separate the water. It can't be the mechitza that is separating the two chatzeros. It has to be specific to separate the water of the bor to each of the chatzeros. And secondly, uvetoch ogen abor. And also, besides having to be done l'shem kach, l'shem separating the water of the bor, as we'll see, this mechitza has to actually be inside the bor, has to be somewhat inside the bor itself, as we will see. Okay. Let's continue on over here. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Tzarosh yetefach min hamechitza yorei b'soch hamayim. And a tefach of the mechitza that you're making specifically for the bor to separate the water of the bor to each particular chater, part of that mechitza has to actually enter into the water. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Tzarosh yetefach min hamechitza yorei b'soch hamayim. Because it has to be apparent that hefsek hamechitza hamachlekes b'soch hamayim. It has to be an apparent separation of the machitza that is actually separating within the water itself. Even though the machitza is not going to the bottom of the bore, this is a general principle that Chazal were often makil in eruvin halachas by water due to its essential nature, and therefore all that was required, the ba'in and rakshal yikanes hadli behedi lechel chavero. As long as the person who is scooping out the water from his rishus does not specifically put his pail, okay, into the side of the well that is in the rishus of his chaver, in the next door neighbor, he takes it from his side, and it's very easy to do now, because since you have a little bit of the machitza in the water, you stick to your side, digging out, scooping out the water on your side of the chatzer, on your side of the bor, that's what you take out, not the side of the bor of your next door neighbor. As long as you don't do that, you are okay. As long as you don't go and take from the other side, you are okay. Then he says, tefach bin ha-machitza, a tefach of the machitza has to go into the water. Kol shekein, for sure, im machzisa lamata, u machzisa lamala. And for sure, if half of the machitza goes in the bor, and half of it is, or in the water, and half of it is above the water, and for sure that would be okay. But minimally, a little bit of the machitza going in the water would be enough to go ahead and separate inside the bor with the two, separate the two chatzeros, the water to each chatzer, the water that's on their side will then be considered to that particular chatzer due to the fact that there's a machitza specifically for the bor, and a little shtickle of it, a tefach of it, is in the water. And then he goes on, Shulchan Aruch, and if the machitza was totally in the water, separating the bor, Hainu, okay, look at the Mishnah Brura. Hainu shall asara tvachim, meaning a full 10 tefach machitza was in the water. Back to Shulchan Aruch, sarah she tefach yotzi mimenu lamala. You have to have a tefach above the water coming out. Minamayim kadesh yidei nikeres, so that it will be apparent. Rishuzet, that it will be apparent the which side of the water is to this chatzer and which side of the water is to that chatzer. If you had it all inside the water, the separation would no longer be apparent. And that's the Mishnah Brura. Look at the Mishnah Brura. You have the whole mechitza of asar tefachim in the water. The truth is, even if that mechitza was going down deeper and it was goes down lower and it's longer going down and it goes down out of karka abor to the bottom of the bor, right? No matter how deep this mechitza is, sarach gamkein hekyar hefseg lamal. You're still going to have at least a tefach protruding up over the water to make that apparent split between the water on both sides apparent. And that will therefore enable each of them to scoop out water to their particular chatzer, even though the bor is beneath the chatzer of both of them, under their general wall of the mechitza. This is what we'll do it, once again, either having a special mechitza for the bor, above the bor with a tefach going into the water, or having the full mechitza within the water, separating both sides of the water to each chatzer, with a tefach protruding above the water. Either of those options will do the trick. And then we continue on. Sif katan zayin nikeres. When you have a tefach coming up above the water, so then it's apparent the hafrasha, the separation between the bor, that this side of the bor is shayach to chatzer A, and this side of the bor is shayach to chatzer B. But is that a tefach levad sagi, and a tefach alone is good for that. As long as it enables that the dali will not, the pail, when he's scooping out the water, will not go into the rishus of his friend, right? Chatzer A will now have a heker, so that he will not go into the water in Chatzer B, that's all that's enough, and that's why a tefach will be enough, as long as the tefach protrudes above the water. And now we continue on. V'chein im asu back the Shulchan Aruch, im asu al pi abor kora rechava arba tefachim. The same would be true if you had a kora that is above the well, that is arba tefachim wide. Why will that help? The reason why that will help is lufa, because the reason why that will help is because now what you have is a kora that halachically is going to be viewed as if it shoots down to the bottom of the water. And since it's four tefachim wide, so there is a four tefachim separation based on that kora between the water in one chatzer and the water in the other chatzer. And that's all going to be spelled out here right now. That's what he says. V'chein imasu back to Shulchan Aruch. Al pi abor kora rechava arba tefachim zeh mimalei mitzad hakora v'zeh mimalei mitzad hacher. One could go ahead and scoop out water from the side of the korah, and then the other could go ahead and scoop out from the other side. And that's, let's see that spelled out now in the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein in Masri Rotzeh Lomar, Shenichu L'chatchila Milamala Al Svas HaBor. He puts this korah specifically on the edge of the bor, Kedei Lahatir HaMayim, in order to go ahead and allow the water to be scooped out by each chater. Aval Kishalo Nase Kedei Lahatir Lo. But if it wasn't put there in order to be matir, them to go ahead and scoop the water, it will not work. Meaning it has to be put, can't just be a guy plop the plank on top of the bor, stop. It has to be that it was placed there, this four tefachim wide plank, has to have been placed there across the middle of the bor, specifically for the purpose of separating the water below. Sif katan tes, zeh mimale mitzad hakorah. So one can take it from one side of the korah and the other from the other side. The time up, l'fisha anu roim ki ilu korah zu nimsheches v'yoredes ad. You know what it looks like? It looks like halachically it's viewed as if the korah is going down into the water, and it's cholekes kol rishus latzmo, and it's separating each sides of the water from both sides of the korah as separate sections of the water, each side for each chatzer. So the side that's near chatzer A would be for chatzer A, the side that's near chatzer B would be chatzer B. V'chan ein lachush lomar shezeh dolem rishus chavero, and you don't have to worry that he's going to scoop out from the other one side. L'fisha shiaru chachamim she'ein dili ma'alach yoyseh me'arvetvachim, because we assess that a dili is not going to go more than four tefachim across. V'imkein lo yachzov mayim mitzad habor shehu b'shus chaveri. If that's the case, he will not go and take water from the side of the bor that is on the b'shus chaveri. I mean, those from chatzar A will not go and take from the bor that's on the side of chatzar B, because it has this four tefach wide korah that is separating them. V'av shechotzei mitachas korah, and even though he, in the end of the day, he's going to be scooping out water from under the korah b'shem b'shus Shneim Sholtos, and there at the end of the day, under the korah, is water that's shayach to both of them. Kalhu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. This is one of the kulas in Erevin that they establish by water. Water, once again, being such an essential nature for society and the people. So they were megil vein sarach elash lo yenikir lehediyah shechotim mishus chavero. We just need that it's not clear that he is scooping out water from the side of his friend, from the side of his next door neighbor. It's not that it has to be clear that he's taking from his water. It just can't be clear that he's taking from his friend's water when it comes to water, and therefore they can be viewed as separate rishuyos, where the water is at, each one connected up to his particular rishus, each section of water connected up to their particular chatzar and rishus. Then comes the Ramah, v'dafka imba l'malos bekelim shel bayis. The Ramah comes and says, this whole issue of scooping out water and having to make a separation in the bor is only if you're using the kelim that were shav suba bayis, kelim that started in the home, because that's what you need an eruv for. But aval bekelim shel chatzer. But if the pails are pails that are always in the chatzer, and for this Shabbos they were in the chatzer before, so then there's no problem because you're allowed to move items from a chatzer to a chatzer, even though there's no joint eruv between chatzeros. So therefore, there's no problem going ahead if you have a pail that's only shayach to your chatzer and going and scooping water out from the other guy's chatzer. What's the problem? You can take things from chatzer to chatzer. You just can't take things that started in the bayis and then move it to the other chatzer or into a chatzer that was not joined up. Okay, so that would be okay. The only thing about a pail that was taken from the bayis to scoop out the water. Or he says, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Right, but the kelim shel chatzer lo b'inyan of shum tikkun. But the kelim shel chatzer, you don't need any special tikkun in the bor. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Kavan yod aval kol panim. Also, lachnis hamayim lebayis im lo b'asa shum tikkun. But even though you could go ahead, you could use a pail from the chatzer to scoop out the water, even though you did nothing to the bor, and it's a joint bor under the chatzer, both. Even though you'd be allowed to do that because there's no problem scooping out the water with the pail that started in the chatzer, you still have to be careful not to bring the water into the house, because if you bring the water into the house, then you have the same problem. Right? You can't bring it into the bayis, then you back to the drawing board. You brought water that was shy up to the other chatzer into your bayis. That's a problem without any joint eruv. Since the chatzer does not have a joint eruv, so then you're going to need a tikkun separating. You need a tikkun separating the two sides of the bor in order to go ahead and scoop out water. Even if the pail started in the chatzer, you're still going to need to have a tikkun separating if you can take the water from under the chatzeros and bring it into your house. Let's move weiter. Sif by right, and he says the chateros rishus. We just skip the last couple of words in that sif. The chateros rishus achasein. Since the chateros is one rishus, there's no problem if the pail was started in the chatzer, and then you went in and scooped water, they will shayach the other chatzer out into your chatzer. It's not a problem. L'el simin shenayin beis. Beis. Bear shev emtza ashvil, ben shnei kaslei ha-chatzeros. If you have a bear, a pit, a well, that is in between two chatzeros, the walls of two chatzeros, meaning what you have is, you have two chatzeros with a little mavoi in between, and the mavoi is just like an area where the well is. So that little mavoi in between the two chatzeros is itself a rishus hayachid, because it's a mavoi. The problem is, it's an area that is being used by both chatzeros, and they did not join in an eruv. So can they go ahead and scoop water out? That's what we're going to see. Can they go ahead and scoop water out of that be'er? Because there's no joint eruv, they're both going to be using this be'er in the mavoi equally and without any joint eruv. Can they do that? So that's what we're going to see. Be'er shebe emtza ha-shvil, bein shnei kaslei chatzeros. So you have this well between the two walls of the chatzeros, like in this mavoi. Even though the well is four tfachim from each wall of each chatzer, they can each go ahead and scoop out water from it. You don't need any other heker of like shelves protruding from the walls like we had in other halachas. Because since they only get to that well through a window, right, through a window in each of the chatzeros, and they're not actually going and using the area except for using the airspace by dropping their bucket down and scooping the water out, they will not answer each other from using that board. In other words, normally you can't go ahead and take and put your things down. Let's say it was a question of putting your things down in that area and taking things out of that area. It'll become like a joint chatzer unless you go ahead and do an eruv. Each one would answer the other from being able to use it. Here they don't answer each other. But now look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, and it sounds like he's just explaining the Shulchan Aruch, although the poskim of the Shabbos says it might actually be a machlokas here, but we'll read it like the Ramah. There's one shita. But after Gishena Chatzeros Pesuchos L'Shvil Rak Mechalonos. We're talking where the two Chatzeros, the only opening to this well and this mavoi that's containing this well is via the window. But if there was like a real Pesach, like you could walk in and out of it, this halacha would not apply because it's the Chalonos. Because they say, oh, you're just going to go ahead. All you have is window access, and if you only have window access, then it's only being used right via the air by holding your pail on a little string or on a rope and scooping out the water that way, using the airspace of it and not actually being mishtamesh with the area itself. So that's what he says here. Sif katan yudalev shem emtza ashvil haynu sheyesh kemin mavoi katan. You have this little small mavoi in between. It's mafsik bei shnei chatzeros. It's between the two chatzeros. Who shayach to shnei chatzeros? Shayach to both chatzeros. They both have rights. Like during the week, they both have rights to go ahead and take water from there. Ubor be'emtza, and you have this well in between. Umishalshel adli, and he lowers down the pail lesochol derech chalom. Right, he has like a pulley that he lowers down the pail into the well from the windows that are in the kotel of the chatzeros. That are in the, right, these windows are in the walls of the chatzeros. Afa vishu muflagas. Even if it is distanced the well from both walls, four tefachim. Lashon zem mashma the kol shekein. It's mashma from this lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's a kal v'chomer kishehi muflagas pachos me'ar betefachim. It's a kal v'chomer to a case where the well is less than four tefachim away from the walls. But Tom, what's the reason? The tashmishu derech chalom. The reason is because when you use the well, through the chalom, this shita says that it's viewed by going through the chalom, it is always going to be viewed as the tamid mikri derech avir. It's always going to be viewed as going through the air, as used through the air. Whether it's four tefachim away, even if it's not four tefachim away. And the reason why there's a lashon of kol shekein here, kol shekein for sure when it's less than four tefachim away from the wall of the bear, there. For sure, when it's less than four tefachim, that's mishal benachas. When it's easy to go ahead to the chatzar asamuch and go up and down and scoop the water out, sphere lay according to this daya, bevadei chaver. For sure, one chaver, one chatzar is not going to aser alav af shalom eruv. You don't go ahead and have a joint eruv. El afilu muflag arba tefachim. Even if there was a separation, afilu imu muflag arba tefachim imenu. Even if they were separated from each wall, was separated from the bear from the well by four tefachim. And then both chatzeros do not have easy access. They're not going to answer one another. Since their use is only derech yaver. However, this Aruch HaShulchan, Hirshu points out, that Aruch HaShulchan points out that if one was closer, one was within four tefachim of the bear, and the other one was further than four tefachim or four tefachim away, then we give it to the one who has the easier access. And we always say, whoever has the easier access, he's the one that has the right. That chatzer is the one that has the right to use it on Shabbos, and the other one not. I'll finish this. So the Ramah had said, "V'dafka kishena chater is psuchos l'shvil rak b'chalonos." We're talking here when the walls that open up into this shvil have each have windows that open up the shvil, but there's no other pesach, there's no other entranceway besides the windows to go ahead and lower the dali into the pit from. But there's no like doors and things like that to go into this mavui like shvil. Mishabur explains, "Sifkat yudalid." Because if all you have is windows, then the only use of the bear of the well to fill up the water is through the air. However, if there are other entrances to the shvil from the chater, if that's the case, then that shvil is going to be defined as a place where both of them use it. And in a full blown type of usage, and therefore al kein also l'shtamish ba'afil derech halanos. Therefore, it's going to be usher for them to use it even via the windows. To have a shvil kechotza she'ena mu'reves, because the shvil itself becomes like a chotzer that is that a joint chotzer that doesn't have an eruv. The usher calls manchlo rabbi yachin. It's going to be usher to use as long as there is no joint eruv. La'filo tzar zizin l'mani. And even if there were zizin here on the walls, it would not help according to this Ramah. He seems to assume that the Shulchan Aruch agrees that Berlach is not so pashut. But again, the Ramah is basically saying that the idea here is that the chatzer in between doesn't have a real usage from both of the chatzeros. It's only usage via the avir, and avir is not a full blown tashmish, and therefore it's not viewed as a place of tashmish for both of them, and therefore they could both utilize that there from their respective windows. Now the Ramah finishes off by saying, "V'yesh omrim dimeinam muflagim arba osrim afilu b'kahay gadma." So now we have a Ramah who's saying just totally the opposite. While the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch was that it's a kal v'chomer that they can fill up if the boros were each four tefachim away. That's a kal v'chomer from if the boros were less than four tefachim away. If the bor was less than four tefachim away. This sheet to hold, no, only if the bor is more than four tefachim away from each wall of each chatzer, only then will they be able to fill it up. But if it's closer to each wall, meaning if each wall of each chatzer is within four tefachim of the bear, of the bor, of the well, then they would not be able to use it. The Mishnah Berurah is going to explain. This opinion is totally the opposite with the first opinion in the brought down the Shulchan Aruch. The only time they're going to allow going ahead and filling up from the bear from each chatzah through the window is if the well is a good four tefachim away. Then it's viewed as a place and a scenario where the only usage is through the avir, through the air, because it's more than four tefachim away. However, if it's less than four tefachim from each chatzer, meaning it's a much skinnier shvil, and each wall of each chatzer is within four tefachim of the bear, lo mikri derech avir. Then when they scoop out the water with their pails, it's not viewed as derech avir, it's not viewed as going through the air, what happens is, it gets defined as an easy use for each of them, and therefore, if it's like an easy usage and a real usage for each chatzer, it's going to answer each one on each other. Even if there are no other entrances to the chatzer besides the windows, and the only way to deal with the and get to the bear slash boar is through windows. And achronim seem to pass it like this. That only if the bear slash boar is well is within four tefachim of each wall, will they both have rights to go ahead and scoop out the water. And once again, if according to this, if it is within four tefachim of each wall, they would ask of each other. And as we said from the Aruch HaShulchan before, if one is within four tefachim, the other one outside of four tefachim, then the one within four tefachim is going to be the one that's going to have the usage, not the one outside of four tefachim. Or away for tefachim. We are to sif gimel. Shtei chatzeros ube neim shlosh shacharavos. You have a situation where you have two chatzeros, that in between the two chatzeros are three broken homes, ruins, charavos, like chorvas. These are homes that are broken down. Kol echad mutar bi'oisa she'etzlo. Each chatzer, each chatzer is next to one of the three chorvas. Because there are three chorvas, one next to the other, so that means there's going to be one in between that's equally away from both chatzeros, and the two extreme chorvas, one is going to be next to one chatzah, and the other one is going to be next to the other chatzah. So kol achad is going to be mutter ba'osa she'etzlo. Each one is going to be allowed to use and throw things out of their window into the chorva that's next to it. L'shtamish ba'derech halono, so you can go use it and throw junk out into it through the windows. Al yedei zrika, when he throws it out. V'amseo is mutteres ha'shneyan, and the middle chorva, both of them can use. What's the reason? As we'll see, very soon. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. I'm going to explain this all. So comes the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tes Zayin. These are uninhabited chorvas. And each of the chorvas have breaches one to the other. And each one of the chatzeros have windows that psuchos that open up into the chorvos she'etzlam. They open up into the chorvas that are next to it. And they use it by throwing things through. If they want, they could throw things into the next chorva next to them, or into the middle one, or the one to the other side. But on Shabbos, as we're going to see, they can only use the one right next to them, and the one in between both of them, the middle one. And the one next to them is going to be only for them and not for the other chatzer, as we're going to see. So Sifkan Yudayin Kol Achad Mutter, meaning each one can go ahead and use the churva that's next to him to throw things out into a hole. Ain lo batash gomer b'chol. She'ain lo pesach pasuach la ela chalon. Since this is not a full-blown tashmish, and all you ain lo pesach pasuach la, and the only thing that's open to it is a window, the fact that each churba opens up and has a pirza going in, one into the other, is not going to aser. That's number one. Even though there are breaches and the one next to the third one is going to be aser for him, it's not going to aser the two closer to him. And he can go ahead now and use, each one can use the churba right next to him totally, and the other guy can't aser him from using it. Even though the other chatzer does use it through a zrika, right? Each of them can technically throw it all the way across to the third chorba away from it, right? It could be thrown through zrika shadorat derech aver shelo. He can throw it through his airspace throughout the three chorvas to the third chorva. Since the other chatzer can only get to the chorva next to him through the air, he's not going to be able to aser the chorva next to him. The fact that he can use it and get to it via throwing it. Yudches, but also she'etzlo. So each one could use the one next to it. But each chatzer cannot use the churba that is closer to the other chatzer. When? By throwing it there. Why? Because the one closer, the chatzer closer to the churba, the chatzer closer to the churba next to him is going to answer the chatzer that is further away. That churba is more shaykh to him, because he could also use that churba very easily by just poking his hand out the window. He can just go ahead and drop it below with his hand next to his window, and pull things up with his hand next to his window. So therefore, that's why each chatzer could use the chorba next to them, and the other chatzer can't use the chatzer that's next to the other guys. But they both can use sifkat yutas the emsayis. By emsayis, the middle chorba can be used by both. Because that one is right in the middle between the two charavos, and therefore chaf butaros shnei, they both can use it. Since it's equidistant and it's distant and it is far away from both, and they both have to throw things there. The English name, but tashmish, and both of them can only use it. They can only use it via throwing the items, right? Throwing the garbage and junk into the middle chorba. Derech charavos through the air of the rooms that are close to them. Chasmuchos, and therefore, any moshim zelzeh. Therefore, each one's not going to ask the one or the other because that's the sod that we've seen that usage of it's only usage via the avir is not a usage that asks someone else from using it as well via the avir. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. So where he says, what happens if you have a scenario where all three chorvas are connected to one chatzer, right? Or are connected to the homes, meaning they're all connected up to the chateros next to them, the batim next to them, shoysa and soyis connected ashtayim kishlosha rashay kankan, where you basically have the two chorvas that are opposite the third one, meaning the third one is going across the other two. Like Shlosha Rosh Kankan, like three tops of the bottles, Kol Echad Mutter B'churva She'etzlo. So what ends up happening is each chatzer is going to be allowed to go ahead and chuck things from their homes in their chatzer, or their chatzeros, right into the churva next to them, and not to the churva away from them. V'ashlishi Sakrov L'shtei Chatzer, and the third one that is directly, the third churva, which is directly across both of them, it cuts across both of them, and each end of that churva is connected up to both chatzeros. So that's going to be asur l'shtein. That's going to be asur for both chatzeros to throw out there from their window into that churva, because that churva has joint windows connected up to their particular chatzer. Let's see this in the Mishnah Berurah k'neged ashtayim. What's the case? Sheisa mishulcha k'neged orach shnei acharavos. The third one basically was opposite the ends of the other two charavos. Umagash shtei rasha l'shnei achatzeros. And this third churva, both of its ends are connected up to each of the chatzeros. Kazeh, he has a picture, right? It shows you basically have one chatzer, okay? Then you have two chatzeros with one churva having the other two churvas attached to it, coming out. So the two churvas that are attached to the one churva, each of those churvas are next to one of the chatzers, and that third chatzer, or the first chatzer, whatever you want to call it, that one is attached on both sides to both chatzeros. So the halacha is sifkan chavbeis asur l'shtein. It's going to be asur to both the chatzeros, meaning that third churva that is connected up to both chatzeros is going to be usher for both of them. Because both of them have easy usage. Like because it's samach l'chalon, it's next to their windows. Al yedei shil shul, they're just dropping it in there. Both from zalzeh, and they're going to usher one on the other. The yafa got the shtayim asluchos prutos lemtzalei usher. And even though the other two chorvas that are close to each chatzer are going to be connected up, are opening up into this middle one that asers lo achmar abanam mekoyim she'ein lo tashmish gamor sheyei aser mishum parutz. So therefore, if the chachamim did not aser the two chorvas that are next to the chatzer, they're next to each chatzer, based on that one chorva that is aser to both. Why? Because chachamim are machmir, since there's no real tashmish gamor in either of them, okay, and therefore they did not aser by the fact that it is opened up, that those two chatzeros open up those two churvas open up to the churva that is also to both of them. And therefore, the churvas that are closer to each of them, they can be used by the one that's closer to them, and obviously not the one that's further away from them. Finally, Sivdalit, Beis HaKisei Shebein, Shnei Batin Velo Ergu Yachad. If you have a Beis HaKisei that is between two homes, and there was no joint Eruv, Rishush Shneim Shaletzis Bo, since they both equally use that bathroom, that latrine, it's in between. Therefore, they're both not going to be able to use it on Shabbos. Ve'en la'el, Siman Shin and Hey. And see earlier what we said about this in Siman Shin and Hey. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat on Chav Gimel, Mishnah Shneim, Tolizbo, Ein la'el, Siman Shin and Hey, Sif Gimel, Nehaga, in the Ramah, in the Mishnah Berurah, to Mayri Sheva Mekayim, Moshav, Beis HaKisei, Hayam Yuchad, L'chol Echad, L'vado, that we're talking here where the place where they sit down to go to this bathroom, each one has their own separate area. But Rak Mekom HaChavira, but only the place where it's dug out is, right, it rolls down into some joint area that was dug out, Shalamata, that's where it rolls out into, that's where the Tsoa Nofeles Sham Ayashoshnaim, only where the pit is joined by both of them. That's why Lachain Asa, that's where it's going to be Asa. It's going to be Asa where they each have their own separate place to sit, and the Tsoa rolls into a joint pit in between both places where they sit. Demotzi Rishus L'Rishus Ashutvin Shalo Erevim Adav. Because that's going to be a case where they're going to be Motzi, they're going to be moving something from a rishus to rishus, to a joint rishus without an eruv. But if the place where they're both sitting is both of theirs, then what's the problem? Everything is being moved outside, and there's nothing going from one rishus to the other rishus. Sif katan chavdal vayin leel simin shinin hey shamavur baga v'sif gimel pratei adinim. There, the details of the adinim begam dim shachach v'lo eruv b'di eved mutal b'fanos tegadol kavod abrios. And then he says that. Back there, let's say in the end of the day, they didn't do the Erev, and they had nowhere else to go and make, then they're allowed to go ahead and make because Kabbal HaBrios will allow them to ultimately make if they need to, since Erev is the Rabbanon, and Kabbal HaBrios is Deichet the Rabbanon.